L'maisav, you eat it in the morning, really it's muti midiraisa. It's only l'chatchil that you should wait until they bring the mincha seina.
The other Gemara says that we had there that in the mikdash, in the Mishnah says that in the shechol of beis hamikdash. After the beis hamikdash was chorav, then his kin of Yechonah ben Zaka, Yechonah ben Zaka made a takana, which is much more in the Rabbanim, that she, hey, yoy mane kulu yosom, that the whole 16th day, the whole day that would have been an oimer, you bring it today, that whole day should be yosom, you're not allowed to eat chodesh yet. So Mor says, my timer, what's the reason Yechonah ben Zaka made this takana? So Mor says, the reason is because Mehera right away, maybe next year, like Yivna beis hamikdash, we'll have the beis hamikdash ashlishi. The Yomru, and then the Yidden will say, Ishtakat last year, mi lo yochalma b'heyer mizruch, didn't we eat chodosh from the beginning of the day of the 16th day of Nisan? The beginning of the second day of Pesach, last year we ate chodosh. So they'll think, Hashtah, this year also, even though we have a Beis Hamikdash this year, they'll still come to think and say, Hashtah nami, mechol, which also allowed to eat chodosh, the new crop, from the beginning of the day. But v'lo yadeh, they will not know that really, They're not allowed to, because the Ishtakad last year, Le'yevi Yomer. Last year, true, was Bezman Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, therefore, Heyer Mizrach Amatir. That last year, Mediraisa, true, the beginning of the day, it's Mutatit Chodesh. Without the Beis HaMikdash, Heyer Mizrach, as soon as it starts off the day of the 16th day of Nisan, you're allowed to eat Chodesh. But for Hashtah, this year, Yika Oimer, that we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Mincha Seima to be brought this year, Oimer Matir. We're not allowed to eat it right away in the morning. We have to wait until after the Kohanim first bring the Mincha Seima. So, therefore, it's exagerate to say that even this year now, Bezman HaChurban, still we should not eat Chodosh the whole day. Though, 16th. Wait till rather the 17th. Now, if you're going to tell me that even Bezman we have the Beis HaMikdash, it's the mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah that you're not supposed to eat the chodosh until they bring the mincha seimer. But really telling me, Mediraisa, even bezman the beis hamikdash, you're allowed to eat chodosh at the beginning of the day. If so, why should they make a gzeira? Mishum mitzvah lekem ligzor. So they make a gzeira because of a lechatchilu dekahalacha. You never make such a gzeira. And what's the gzeira? Not eat this year the whole day, because maybe next year when they have the beis hamikdash, they'll make a mistake and they'll eat it before they bring the Mincha Seimer. But so what? Even if they eat before they bring the Mincha Seimer, you're telling me you're allowed to eat. It's only the Chetchila that you're supposed to wait until after the Mincha Seimer. So because someone is going to be over in Israel, the Chetchila, we don't make any Zeres Midi Rabbanon. So Vaz, it's Mashma that Midi Yeraitha, you're not allowed to eat from the Chodosh until after we bring the Mincha Seimer. So Mor says true, Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Reb Yechon ben Zakkai, Beshitas Reb Yehuda Amra. I'll tell you that Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai really holds this midi raisa, and he holds like Reb Yehuda Shita. The Yoma that he says min hatoyra also that midi raisa you're not allowed to eat chodosh the whole 16th day. Shnem, because the pasuk says ad etzem hayoyim hazeh, where we dashin ad itzum hashoyim, you have to wait until the ikar of this day. But he also holds the ksover ad viyad v'chlal. Meaning to say, this man, we do not have the Beis Hamikdash, when there's no Omer to be Matir the Chodosh, then you have to wait till Atzumayv Ad, V'yad Bechal, till after this day, till after this special day, Pesach goes away, after the 16th of Nisan goes, then you're allowed to eat Chodosh. So the Yochanan ben Zakkai did not mean to say it to the Rabbanon, the son of Takono, but rather that's the Pshat in the Yeraisa. So more is the question, Umisovu Lakavos, is it true that Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like a Yehuda, for Niflag Pligulei, I Reb Yechonah Mazaki argues on Reb Yehuda. Why? The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that says that Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash. After the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, it says now Loshanov, Hiskin Reb Yechonah Ben Zakkai, Sheyayoyim Hanoif Kula Yosa, that the whole 16th day of Nisan should be Yosa. But Smash Makluli, it's only Yosa Mid Rabbanan. It's a Takono. It says Hiskin Reb Yechonah Ben Zakkai, not a Takono. Now, according to Reb Yehuda, it's Midiraisa. Another rabbi on this gufa, Omer Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda says back to Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, V'haloi min ha-toyru also. It's not only a Rabbanan dekalocha, it's Midiraisa, that Isman Churban, you cannot eat Chodesh the whole 16th day. There's still, because the Pasuk says, Ad etzem ayayim hazeh, until this day. and the Yud holds ad the Yad Bechlau. So Kofani, we see clearly in our Mishnah some machlokes between the Yechon and Metzakin and the Yud. So how could you tell me that the Yechon and Metzakin himself holds this midi raisa? And when the Mishnah is mashma clearly, it's a machlokes, and his Lashon of Hiskin mashma soni midi rabbanon, it's not midi raisa. So the more answers and says, I'll tell you, Reb Yehuda, who the Kotoyi, Reb Yehuda made a mistake in the Mishnah. What is the pshat in Reb Yehuda and Ben Zakkai? Who saw by Reb Yehuda held that Reb Yehuda and Ben Zakkai made a Rabbonin koma? He thought that Reb Yehuda and Ben Zakkai only made a takona, that's only made a Rabbonin, that he can't eat the 16th day Chodosh, this man, there's no Beis Hamikdash. That's what Reb Yehuda held. And therefore Reb Yehuda asked the kasha about Reb Yehuda and Ben Zakkai, it's not made a Rabbonin, it's made a Raisa. But really the truth is, Velei, it's not true. Midi Raisa koma. Reb Yehuda and Ben Zakkai also meant to say it's Midi Raisa, that this man Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, you can't eat those 16th day. I, for Hiskin Ketoni, says, so what's the Lashon? Reb Yehuda and Ben Zakkai said, Hiskin, Mashma Soni HaTakon, it's only with the Rabbonim. So when it says, my Hiskin, it means Dorosh Hiskin. He went down to make a drush in his Mesakin, and that's John the Pesach. Mamas like Reb Yehuda holds. So when the Pesach says, Ad Etzem, Ayoy Mezeh, it means Ad V'yad Bechlau. Comes out in Echnami, Kuntav Reb Yehuda and Ben Zakkai, the Emes says, he all stuck at Midi Raisa, that you're not allowed to eat Chodosh. The whole 16th day of Nisan. Bizman Churban HaBayis. Therefore it's good that the Yechon HaMetzakim means it's Midi Raisa, and therefore there's no kasha to say, we said the sheet before, that Bizman we had a Beis Hamikdash, it could be that really you're allowed to eat Chodesh from the beginning of the day. It's only the mitzvah you're supposed to wait until the Mincha Seimer. There's no kasha now in saying that sheet. We have Popov, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Achli Chodesh, the Urta, the Shisasur, Nagi Shifsa. They would start to eat Chodesh on the night of the 16th day, which is the beginning of the 17th day. Why? Because Kesav, they held Chodesh b'chutzlorot to Rabbonin. They were living in Chutzlorot, and they held the Issa not to eat Chodesh, the new crop, before the second day of Pesach, was only Yosem to Rabbonin. Therefore, the Sveik of Echashinim, they were not afraid to say, like, maybe it's not the 16th, maybe it's only the 15th, and you have to wait another day. They were not afraid of this. Since it's only this, so the Rabbonin, they weren't chashish. Therefore, at the end of the 16th day, they ate the Chodesh going into the beginning of the 17th night. And this halacha, where the Chodesh and Chutzlot is only Yosem of the Rabbonin, the Midi Raisa, that's the Machloikas, really, Tanoim, in the Sechta Kedushin. So they held at that time, that hold, it's only Yosem of the Rabbonin. Therefore, for Sveika, they were not chashinim. But the Rabbonin of the Ravashi, Achlu b'tzafra d'shivsa. They first ate the Chodesh in the 17th morning. They did not eat on the 16th day, but they went until the 17th day of Nisan. Why? Kesavri, they held that Chodesh b'chutzlot d'yiraisa. That Chodesh b'chutzlot is also d'yiraisa. Therefore, in chutzlot, you have to be chosher for sveika d'yayma. So you can't eat it until the first day of Chol HaMoed. Not enough the second day of Pesach. You have to wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed, al Sveika D'Yomim. So they did not eat it the 16th day, because maybe the 16th is not the 6th, it's only the 15th. So they wait until the 17th in the morning. And then they first ate from it. For Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, and they also held that, for Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, mid Rabbonin Kamar, they also held that the Pshat from Yechon Ben Zakkai, he says, is on Churban HaBayis. Those 16th day is also, it's not really Yosem Midi Raisa, they all know it's only Yosem Midi Rabbanan. And therefore, the Chitokim lay, the Chitokim Yom HaNeif. But the Sveikolai Tikkun, he only made a Tikkun on the 16th. But on the 17th day, he did not make any Takona. So therefore, even though it's the Sveikolai the Yom, but on the second day, the 17th day of Nisan, for sure you'll not eat it in the beginning of the morning. That's why they waited till the 17th of Nisan in the morning, and then they ate it. Omer Ravina says that Omer Li'ein, my mother told me, Omer Li'ein, Ovuch, that the mother of your father told me, let do I have a ochel chodesh and a beurta de shivsa, nagitim nisa. No, they did not eat chodesh until the night of the 17th day, going into the 18th day. Means even the 17th day of Nisan, they did not eat chodesh the whole day. Why not? Because Sarva like Rabbi Yehuda, they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Yom HaNeif is also after Churban HaBayis, the whole day is also Midi Raisa. And therefore, they also held vice versa that Chodesh is also Midi Raisa in Chutzlorz. And therefore, the Chayish for Sveika, you have to be Chayish for Sveika the Yoma. You have to be afraid that maybe really the 17th day of Nisan is really only the 16th day. And the 16th day of Nisan, according to Rebbe Yehuda, is also midiraisa, teach Chodesh the whole day. So therefore, now in Chutzpah, they have to be machmir, not teach Chodesh the whole 17th day. So they first ate it after the 17th day by night, going into the 18th day. That's when they first ate Chodesh. So Chitzris is told in the Machlekes, where the Chodesh, his man is then Chutzlar, it is also midiraisa, or only also midirabbanon. The one that started to say it's only also midirabbanon. The Rakubus has said that the Rabbanon, or Kashukhan says, Rabbanon only made the Yisachodesh, the lands right around Eretz Yisrael, but not like here in America, there would not be an Yisachodesh altogether. And the Chavim, if you hold Chodesh is also in the Diraisa, in Chutzlar, so it's a big shalom, as the man is there today, how would they matter that people are not so makbid upon Chodesh, that people eat the spring flower, even though it's first planted after Pesach, and it's picked before the next Pesach. So how do you eat it? So there used to be, the Heter used to be a Sveika. There used to be a lot of last year's crop still left over. Even if the farmers mixed in a little bit of this year's crop, it was like a bottle of rice. But in the last few years, they said there's not so much extra crop left over from last year. Therefore, there are more people now that are machmir in Chodesh, even here in America. But Lamaisa, they're still the matirim, the people that are still matir. Either they hold the mikra din in Chutzlaret, Chodesh is only midirabbanan, and the xer does not apply to America, only the land nearer to Israel. Or even if the Chodesh is also midiraisa, the same that even Bizman is there also to swake swake involved. That it could be there's still plenty of crop left over from last year, and even if they use a little bit of this year's crop, they mix it in together. So therefore, there are people that are matir Chodesh now. And again, the Chodesh would apply to any one of the five grains that's planted after the second day of Pesach. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'imer, Ha'yamate b'medinom, the Oimer, when the Bizman, the second day of Pesach, when they brought the Minchas Oimer, there was mat everybody to eat Chodesh, b'medinom means outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to eat flour, wheat, barley, all those type of grains, the new grains you're allowed to start eating now. U'shtehalechem b'mikdash, but on the Mizbeach itself, they did not bring any Chodesh on the Mizbeach. The first, like wheat, that was brought from the new crop on the Mizbeach, was the Shtehalechem. Well, that wasn't on Mizbeach either, but after they brought the Shtehalechem on Shavuos, then you were able to bring Menachos from Chodesh on the Beis HaMikdash. The Ein Mevi'im Menachos or Bikurim or Minchas Tehema Koidim Leimer. Before they brought the Omer, they did not bring Menachos or Bikurim. Means from the new crop, the new wheat, they did not bring any Menachos Tam Mincha, or they did not bring Bikurim, or even the Minchas Tehema. When they brought a Korbin, the Mincha, the Korbin, the Tehema, did not bring that new wheat on to bring for a Mincha, before they brought Saima, Lefnei HaKrava Saima, V'im Hevi Posel, and if you brought it before they were Makar V'yomer, then it's Posel, because before you bring the V'yomer, it's like it's not Mutter for Yisrael to eat it, it's also to eat it, so therefore you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. But after they brought the V'yomer, even though Lechatchilu you're supposed to wait until they bring the Shtelechem and Shavuos, but the other, if you brought it after the V'yomer, then the Mincha is kosher. Now that's what the Mishnah ends off, Kaidim Shtelechem, but before Shavuos, before they brought the Shelechem, Le'yavi. Le'chatchil, you're not supposed to bring any wheat, any Chodosh, on the Mizbeach. But you may be kosher. But the Yevedo, which was brought after they brought the Minchas Omer, since then the Medina, the wheat is Mutter, who had been the Yevedo, is brought on the Mizbeach, also is kosher. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Tarfon, and Tarfon sat down. He had a question like this. Ma'ad ben koidim lo'ymer le'koidim Shelechem. What's the difference between if they brought these minchas bikurim, these other menachos, before the yomer, or if they brought it before the shtelechem? Is all fun of you, the benachemio, lo yimamar to koidim liyomer? You know why the Mishnah says that these menachos are brought from Chodesh, before the yomer was brought? That it's possible, shekein lehuta meklolo veisel hedyet, that's even also for hedyet tidit. Is there nis the Chodesh upon it? Therefore it cannot be brought for mincha. But Tiyomer, you want to tell me, Koidim Shtelechem, that if it's brought after Pesach, before Shavuos, before the Shtelechem, you know why it's mutter, you know why it's kosher there, Shutta Meklolo Eitzel Hedyet, because by Kolporim, the Issa Chodesh went off it, the Hedyet's allowed to eat it. Therefore, by the Evan, if you put it on the Mizbeach, also it's kosher. So, Shosak Rav Tarfon kept quiet, like Rav Yehuda Nechem, he answered very good. So, Tzavu Potter Shav Yehuda Ben Nechemya, his face like lit up, shined up. Rashi says, Kosamach, he was so happy, like that he answered good, like that he outwon the paraffin. Is Amalai Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva said, Yehuda, Amalai Rav Akiva, Yehuda, Sovo Ponecho Shehishavtes Zokin. Like, are you so happy that you're able to answer the Zokin? No, it's like you embarrassed the Zokin, you embarrassed Rav Tarfin. Tumhani Yim Tarach Yomim. I wonder if you'll have a long life or not. So Mar says the Maestro was at Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yeloi. Oisya Perik at this time, when Rav Yehuda Venechemi answered Rav Tarfin, it was Proisa Pesach, like half time before the preparation of Pesach, meaning it was 2 weeks before Pesach. Hoya. And Kishalisi La Teres, when I came up for Shavuos to that place, Shalti Akrab, I asked about Rav Yehuda ben Nechmeni, Heichenu, where is he? So Yomulav, he said to me, Nifter, he was Nifter ready. All the way he went, Sekitza was Mekai, in the words of Rabbi Kiva, that he was Nifter. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, the Divra Yehuda ben Nechemya, according to his words that he said, Hezba, why before the Yomer Tposel, Nechosim, Bikurim, Shekrivim, Koid Loimer, Ksherim, means to say, if you bring the sochim, the new crop, the new wine, if you bring it before the yom, it also be kosher, because there's no issa chadish upon wine. But since it's mutatit, therefore it's also kosher. So Gemara says, treat of course, but there's no matter. I remember what to say. Hosim udu to mekloloi yetehediet. Avul hocha mehu to mekloloi loy kamashim and kolshchein hocha. This is a klal. Again, there's no special heter, but avadu it's mutatit, because there's never also. So I would have thought that's only with a special heter. Here there's no special heter, maybe no. Kamashmo no, that Koshchein, since the Maestro was never Asa, there's never an Issa to drink wine, there's no Issa Chodesh upon Yayin, only upon the Hay Minim. Now the Gemara says, Boi Rami Bachomo, what's going to be Shtei Halechem? Mashi Atirish like your Sidron. Could the Shalechem be brought if it's not in the right order? What does that mean to say, Hekadam, what's not the right order? Could go into Zarinu Beinoim L'Shalechem. That you first planted this wheat after Pesach, before Shavuos, before the time of Shalechem. The Chol of Falei Shalechem, it passed by Shavuos, the Yomer, and it passed by the next Pesach, and now you want to use it for the next Shalechem. My, Kesidron Sharyan, Shleik Kesidron LeSharyan, or Dilma Leik Kesidron Ami Sharyan, won't be the Alecha. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on. This last day, boy, we'll start over again on the next tape. We'll stop here. We're up to Samiches Amid Beis. Again, Leshala was, now, 10 lines up, but two dots. Boy, Rami Bachomer. Rami Bachomer says, like this. What's going to be Shtei Halechem Mahu Shia Tirush like Kisidron? Let's say when you bring the Shtei Halechem, from then on we say you're allowed to bring the Chodesh on the Mizbeach, you're allowed to bring the new crop of wheat on the Mizbeach, but what's going to be if that wheat was grown Shalei Kisidron, not in the normal order? No, there's regular Sunsi. Samora says, Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Kagoyin dezarinu beinoi melashtei halechem, that they planted this crop of wheat after Pesach, after they brought the yomer, but it was planted before Shavuos, before the shtei halechem. So comes out now, this crop, the chol of falei shtei halechem, like first it passes by Shavuos once, but then it's still chodesh, because it was not planted before Pesach. The yomer, then you have to wait till the next year first, till yomer, till Pesach comes, then it's muta b'achila for hediyot. So maho, what's the lacha now? Can you bring that? Can you bring that flower for mincha on the mizbeach? So shalur is my kesidron sharyan shloi kesidron lo sharyan. Maybe that the wheat is muta to be brought on the mizbeach for menachas. That's only kesidron, meaning where this wheat was planted before Pesach. So first it passed by Pesach of this wheat, and that was Matri B'Teres Chodesh, and then the Shtei Lechem was brought on the Mizbeach, and then you're allowed to bring from this new crop the sweet on the Mizbeach. That's only Kesidron, but maybe Shlei Kesidron, like over here, where this wheat first saw the Shtei Lechem, then it saw the Yomer, maybe the next Shtei Lechem is not Matri, that this type of wheat cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. I don't maybe know, Shlei Kesidron Nam Yishayim, what's the difference? Lamaisa, this wheat now has no Issa Chodesh on it. True, it was grown first after Pesach. So you have to wait till the next year Pesach. And then when it comes Shavuos, you could bring this wheat on the Mizbeach for Mincha also. So that's the Shaila. Sama Rabba Rabba says, Toshima, come in here. It says that the Pasuk says, V'yim takriv
Minchas Bikurim. That the pasuk calls the Minchas Omer a Minchas Bikurim. So we say the Minchas Omer across the Medaber. This pasuk is talking about bringing the Omer on the second day of Pesach, and the pasuk calls it Minchas Bikurim. Now Meichen Bo, where does this Mincha come from? Minas Omer, it comes from Bali. That the Omer that's brought, the Minchas Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, comes from Bali. At Omer, you're telling me Minas Omer, it comes from Bali. Maybe not that way. Elamin Achitin. Maybe even the Yomer also comes from the new Chitim, from the new wheat. So, Reb Lezer says no. Nemar Oviv the Mitzrayim, for Nemar Oviv Ladaros. Says the word Oviv by Mitzrayim and Oviv Ladaros. So, Ma Oviv Omav Mitzrayim, Sirim. Just like over there, the apostle is talking about the Bali. Is Af Oviv Omav Ladaros is also Sirim. It means you have to bring the Mincha Saimer, which has Oviv, from Bali. So that's how Rabbi Lezer learns out to teach us that the Minchas Bikurim, which means here the Minchas Omer, comes from Bali. Because it says the word Oviv both places. For Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Motzinu Yochid Shemevi Chavosa Minachitin V'Chavosa Minasarim. We find a regular Yochid, he has the right to bring the Mincha sometimes from Bali and sometimes from wheat. The Moshe is the Minchas Asaita that comes from Bali, and the regular Mincha comes from wheat. Now, v'tzibur, shemevir chavosa menachitin, like we know the shtei lechem and minchas tzibur, comes from wheat. But who adin, mevir chavosa menasarim, it also has to be that the tzibur brings a mincha from Bali. Now, where is that mincha hatzibur from Bali? V'ima, so if you can tell me, bo menachitin, that even the mincha saimur and Pesach comes from chitin, if so, le mitzino tzibur, shemevir chavosa menasarim, we'll never find a tzibur that brings a tzibur from Bali. So that's what Akiva is writing to say, that the Mincha Saimur is made from Bali. Dovrach, another pshat is, Yematoim, if you're going to tell me, Oimer bo minachitin, that the Yomer comes from wheat, then ein shtei alechem bikurim, then the shtei alechem will not be bikurim, that's the pshat. That we know, the shtei alechem is also called bikurim. I, Lechura, you already brought the Mincha Saimur from Chodesh, the new crop. Now, if they're both from wheat, so it can't be that the shtei lechem is called bikurim. Elamai, it must be that the omer is chodesh from Bali, true. But the first time you use the new crop of wheat on the mizbeach, that's the shtei lechem. So it's good why both of them, both the minchas omer and the minchas of shtei lechem, are called minchas bikurim. Now, v'yemis, if you tell me to our shalom before, that the shtei lechem, shloi kisidron, shayin, that it's possible to have wheat that was grown last year after Pesach. Still, you're allowed to use that wheat now to be brought on the Mizbeach. If so, Mishkachas lo to makriv oimer mehanich the ashrish kodem l'shtei lechem ulbosar oimer. That you can have now this year, the minchas oimer will come from this wheat that was first planted last year. It was planted last year, true, Bosar Omer, after the Omer, but before the Shtei Lechem. So, that wheat you're going to use now, this year now, by the Omer, by the second day of Pesach, it becomes Mutter, takes off the Yisach Chodesh. So you're going to use that wheat for the Minchas Omer. Or Shtei Lechem, either the next 2 months, when it comes Shavuos, when you want to bring the Shtei Lechem, Mehanech the Ashris, Koydim L'Yomer, Tashto. You're going to bring that from this year's new crop, from the wheat that was first planted this year before Pesach, and now after by Pesach it became Mutter's Nomer Yisach Chodesh, and that's the new wheat you're going to use for the Shtei Lechem. Ma'anach the Ashrish Koydim Leimer, Dahashto, Ubosa Shtei Lechem Dishtaket, and it was planted first after last year's Shavuos. So it's possible to have both. So maybe both Menachas, both the Minchas Omer and the Minchas of Shtei Lechem is brought from Chitim, and both of them is called Bikurim. If you hold that the wheat that was planted last year after Pesach before Shavuos, you could bring this year for the Shtei Lechem. So what was Rabbi Kiva? What's the Dovrach? What's the Raya to say then that the Omer comes from Bali? Maybe the Omer comes from Chitim. Samur says no. Misavra tuto.